ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நம. விவேக சூடாமணி ஸ்லோகா 363. சமாதினானேன சமஸ்த வாசனாம் க்ரந்தேர் விநாஶோ கில கர்ம நாஶஃ அந்தர்பஹிஃ ஸர்வத ஏவ ஸர்வதா ஸ்வரூப விஸ்பூர்திர யத்னத ஸ்யாத். வாட் ஹேப்பன் ஆஸ் அ ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் சமாதி அபியாசா? சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹி சேஸ், வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்மேஷன் இட் பிரிங்ஸ் இன் தி லைஃப் ஆஃப் அ பர்சன். ஹி சேஸ் த டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்மேஷன் இஸ் வாட்? Ahankara that becomes less and less prominent. Ahankara becomes less and less prominent or less and less significant. Similarly, Mamakara also becomes less and less prominent. And therefore, all the mental disturbances caused by the prominent Aham and Mama, those disturbances, they also get diluted. This is called Jnana Phala Anubhavaha. Not Brahma Anubhavaha, we should be careful, but Jnana Phala Anubhavaha, we have seen these terminologies earlier. That means receding of the mental disturbances caused by prominent Aham and Mama. And that being a gradual process, one will not see any sudden or jerky change at all. This is called Jivan Mukti Anubhava. That is why they talk about பிரம்மவித், பிரம்மவித் வரஹா, ரியான் அண்ட் வரிஷ்டஹா. பிகாஸ் இட்ஸ் அ கிராஜுவல் ப்ராசஸ், ஸோ தர் இஸ் கம்பேரிட்டிவ், சூப்பர்லேட்டிவ் அண்ட் ஆல் தோஸ் டிகிரிஸ். லைக் தி பிரைட்டனிங் ஆஃப் த டே ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஆஸ் தி டார்க்னஸ் தட் கிராஜுவலி ரிசீவ்ஸ், த டே பிகம்ஸ் பிரைட்டர் அண்ட் பிரைட்டர் கிராஜுவலி. சிமிலர்லி தி டார்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் அகம் அண்ட் மம வாசனாஸ், தி டார்க்னஸ் ஆஃப் அகம் அண்ட் மம வாசனாஸ். Let me see whether everybody has. Okay. Any? I'm trying to find out whether can hear and video are clear as well. Good. Very good. Thank you. Audio are working fine. Okay, good. That's what. Thank you. So I just want to find out whether these things work all right. That's always a question we have. Okay, so the darkness of aham and mama vasana, as they recede, mind feels more and more at ease, more and more contented, more and more relaxed, comfortable. So life is no more a burden for such a person. So this is what is said in this shloka. Very beautifully Acharya says, so anena samadhina, by this nirvikalpaka samadhi abhyasa, we are familiar with nirvikalpaka samadhi and all that. So anena samadhina சமஸ்த வாசனா கிரந்தேஹே விநாசஹா பவதி. தி கிரந்தேஹே மீன்ஸ் த நாட்ஸ். ஃப்ரம் தி நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாசனாஸ், தேகாத்ம வாசனாஸ் ஆர் ஹேபிச்சுவல் அகங்காரா அண்ட் ஹேபிச்சுவல் மமக்காரா, ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். ஸோ அண்ட் ஆல் தி கான்சிக்வன்ட் ரியாக்ஷன்ஸ், தே ஆல் ரிசீட். ஸோ சமஸ்த வாசனா கிரந்திஹி, சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹி டெல்ஸ் எல்ஸ்வேர், ஆக்சுவலி தே ஆர் கால்ட் கிரந்திஹி நாட்ஸ் பிகாஸ் they cannot be easily removed. These are all very tough knots. So vinashaha bhavati, they gradually recede or they disappear. Which is spelled by us in the form? In what form? This we have actually, whenever this recedes, we have seen this thing earlier also, we have got a metric of three things. By the frequency, by the intensity, and the recovery period of all negative emotions or negative reactions. This reduction of these three in a gradual manner, that is the indication that Vedanta is working for me and also useful for other family members. And akila karma nashaha, all the karmas are also destroyed. Sanchita karma, they are burnt. Agami does not come at all. Prarabdha will be as good as destroyed because they have lost their sting or the poison. Prarabdha will get crushed, you cannot stop it. But they have lost their poison because I can handle it. Like a defanged cobra, Swamiji gives this example. So, akila karma nashaha, ಛಿದ್ಯತೆ ಹೃದಯ ಗ್ರಂಥಿ ಛಿದ್ಯಂತೆ ಸರ್ವ ಸಂಶಯಃ ಶೀಯಂತೆ ಚಾಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ಅಂತಹ ಬಹಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ವಿಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಅವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಬೋತ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಅಂತಹ ಬಹಿ ಚ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ಅಯತ್ನತಃ ಅವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ವಿದಿನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಮೂವಿ ಗೋಯರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಅವೇರ್ ನೋ ಥ್ರೂಔಟ್ ದ ಮೂವಿ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಮೋಷನ್ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೊ ಸರ್ವತಃ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ವಿಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಈಸ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ ರಿಂಗ್ ನೆಕ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೂಔಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅವೇರ್ ದಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ವಿತ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನಾಮ ರೂಪ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೊ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ವಿಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಅಯತ್ನತಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಅಂತಃ ಬಹಿ ಸರ್ವತಃ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಬಟ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ರೂಪೇಣ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಯಸ್ಯೈವ ಸ್ಫುರಣಂ ಸದಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಅಸತ್ ಕಲ್ಪಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಭಾಸತೆ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸೇ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬುಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಮೈ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಬುಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಲೂಸ್ ಸೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಈಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದ ಬುಕ್ ದಿ ಬುಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಕವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಈಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವರ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ ಮೈ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಮೀ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಇನ್ಹರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ This non-forgetfulness of Sat outside is Nishtha. And when it comes to within, not only Sat is evident, what else also is evident? Chit also is evident. That is why I say, I am. I indicating the consciousness and am indicating the existence. I am is never forgotten. I am father, I am mother, I am husband, etc. I may use all these expressions, but they are all what? Nama Rupa additions on I plus am. So, Satchidatma, as long as I don't forget that, I have got Nishtha. That is what you call Nishtha. Therefore, Ayatnataha Swarupaha Vispurthihi Syat. In other language, Jnana Nishtha Syat. Or if you want to use the second chapter, Gita language, Siddha Prajna Syat. Shloka 364. Shrute Shatagunam Vidyat Mananam Mananadapi Nididhyasam Lakshagunam Anantam Nirvikalpakam. So because of the above reasons, Shankaracharya emphasizes the importance of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam and Samadhi Abhyasa. Because all the four exercises have their own contributions. Each one has its own unique contribution also, which is irreplaceable by other exercises. Therefore he says, Shrutehe Shatagunam Mananam Vidyat. Shruti here means Shravana. First of all, Shravanam is extremely important. In fact, Vedanta begins with Shravanam only. But we should be careful. Spiritual sadhanas, they become with karma yoga. Whereas jnana yoga sadhana, Vedanta sadhana begins only with shravana. So give due importance to shravanam. And what is the definition of shravanam? This also we have told many times. It is the consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a competent teacher. We should never forget this. And Shravanam is very, very important. And Mananam is equally or even more important. Mere Shravanam will contribute its prayojanam, but that will be incomplete. There will be so many intellectual obstacles in the form of doubts. Like, how can I be Brahman? of all the people? And how can I be one with God? And how can this intangible world be unreal? And the most technical fundamental question is, why should I believe in Vedanta? It may be someone's opinion. Why should I believe in that? So these are all very serious and very deep questions. They are all intellectual questions. And as long as these questions are there, I can only say, I may be Brahman. I will never say confidently, I am Brahman. Therefore, every question should be answered to my conviction, not by anybody's conviction, my conviction. Therefore, mananam is more important than shravanam. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, shatagunam, 100 times more powerful or important sadhana than shravanam. So, how the anvaya will be of the sentence now? Mananam shrutehe shatagunam vidyat. Mananam is 100 times more important than shravanam. Shrutehe, here actually panchami. Here shruti does not mean scriptures. We have to be careful. Shruti normally means scriptures. Here it is not. It means shravana. Mananat nididhyasam lakshagunam. Nididhyasanam is lakshagunam. 1 lakh times, 100,000 times more important than mananam. Because nididhyasanam also removes all emotional obstacles. Because our emotional personality is more dominant than our intellectual personality. That is why many times many great intellectuals, they break down even when certain crucial situations of attachment comes for them. Therefore, nididhyasanam is important to remove all emotional obstacles, which we call it as viparita bhavana. All these terms are all very familiar to us. And what about the nirvikalpaka samadhi? He says, I don't know how many zeros one has to add. If the nididhyasanam is 1 lakh times, he doesn't know how many zeros has to add. He says, anantam nirvikalpakam. Nirvikalpaka samadhi is countless number of times superior to even nididhyasanam. And why do we say so? As we said earlier, the emotions are twofold. Number one, the superficial emotional problems. And number two, the deep emotional problems due to internal scars of the mind. Certain traumatic experience of loss of people, loss of money and insults, they all create deep scars lasting throughout the life. Very rarely people are free from such experiences. And if they don't go away, they can eternally obstruct Jivan Mukti. And how can this go away? Samadhi Abhyasa alone can remove this deeper scar of the emotional personality. And since they are all like thorn in the throat, Swamiji gives the thorn in the throat, Gale Kantakavase. In the Shastra, they give this example, Gala Kantaka. If there is a thorn in the throat, every time you swallow something, there will be enormous pain. And the peculiar thing is, even if such happy experiences, if they come, for example, some marriage or something happens, son's marriage, daughter's marriage, this person will say, if alone my aunt or my father was alive, they died 20 years ago. When everybody else is rejoicing, he will be thinking about the loss of somebody who could not be present during that occasion. So, such deeper invasive surgery is required for such people, and Samadhi Abhyasa is the solution. So, Anantam Nirvikalpakam. Shloka 365. Nirvikalpaka samadhi nasputam brahma tattvam avagamyate dhruvam nanyatha chalataya manogatehe pratyayantara vimishritam bhavet. Shankaracharya says in this shloka, in the Nirvikalpaka samadhi, since why he considers Nirvikalpaka Samadhi as a powerful exercise? That's what Shankaracharya is trying to justify here. And the reason he gives is, in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, since a person deliberately removes all other thoughts, all the diversions, the distractions and all other personality, he has come down to his own deepmost and total mind. Whereas all other times the mind available is only superficial and it is an incomplete mind for any deep transaction. That is why they talk about developing listening skills. There are short courses and all for listening skill. Why? The fact is, we don't listen fully at all. They are all superficial and incomplete listening. We use these two words, the superficial and incomplete, because in terms of depth, listening is not there, and in terms of percentage, 100% listening is also not involved. Unless a person undergoes a special training, he does not listen fully and deeply. That is why often in family discussions perhaps, or any discussion for that matter, even if you have answered a question, we will find the person will keep repeating the same question. Because he didn't listen. Many times he does not want to listen also sometimes. He is happy without the answer also. More often we are also like that. When we listen to things, it is not registered or partly registered only. Or still worse, it is distortedly registered also. Or even thought things which are not told also gets registered. It is even more dangerous. Because the mind is a dynamic instrument. Not like a tape recorder, which will record only what is spoken. So unless there is a focused shravanam, there are chances that Aham Brahma Asmi is not that powerful at all for such people. That is why Vidyaranya Swamiji, he tells in the Jivan Mukti Viveka, he wrote a text called Jivan Mukti Viveka, where he divides the students into two types of students. One is Krutopastihi, one type, and another is Akrutopastihi. One who has practiced Upasana, through which he knows how to withdraw the mind from all the external fields and channelize it into a focused field. One such people, which we call it as the listening skill, and when Krutopastihi, Krutopastihi is the skillful listener. When he skillfully listens to Vedanta, he enjoys a deep, focused and 100% mind. For him, Shravanam itself is Samadhi Abhyasa. And Shravanam itself produces Aham Brahmasmi Vritti in him, which has got the fullest impact for him. And Vidyaranya says, in Jivan Mukti Viveka, that majority of people are the Akrutopasti type, which means the total deep mind is not generally available for them. And upasti means upasana. Akrita upasti means na krita upasti hi yanatha. So a person who has not developed a deep and complete mind, for such people, samadhi abhyasa will give a deep and complete mind. And when he entertains the Vedanta vritti, the viparita bhavana gets burnt down for such people. Some scientists, they did research and found that there is a method of teaching called teaching in hypnosis, putting students into some hypnotic sleep. And there, the person's mind is not listening to the surroundings at all. In fact, it is in a deep condition and is exposed, that mind. And they say, whatever suggestions a person gives to that mind, it receives it fully. And the receptivity is supposed to be very deep and very powerful. And they are experimenting to find out whether that method can be utilized to give suggestions to people. The difference is what? In case of hypnosis, someone makes to go to the deep mind. Someone makes us to go to the deep mind. And in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, you yourself learn to totally go to your deep and complete mind. And in that complete mind, whatever vritti you entertain is very powerful. Like a small flame kept in a very pitch dark atmosphere. Actually, when you go to this Hawaii and all these places, they take you to the tropical, forest. And there is a cave, it's a long cave. And after going deep into the cave, the guide, he will light his match to show how powerful that match is. So that's what he is saying here. So Nirvikalpaka Samadhina, when a person practices Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, he has created a deep and complete mind, which is at the disposal of Aham Brahmasmi Vritti exclusively. Therefore, Putam. That means extremely brilliantly or radiantly is available. Brahma Tattvam Avagamyate. பிரம்மாக்கார விருத்தி இஸ் இன்வோக்ட், பிரம்ம தத்துவம் இஸ் ரீகலெக்டட், இஸ் ரிமெம்பர்ட், மை ஓன் நேச்சர் இஸ் இன்வோக்ட், அண்ட் வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் இட் இஸ், ஏ டோட்டல் அண்ட் அ டீப் மைண்ட், ஏ கம்ப்ளீட் மைண்ட். தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி சீம் ஹி யூசஸ் அ டெக்னிக் டியூரிங் ஹிஸ் டீச்சிங், டியூரிங் ஹிஸ் கைடட் மெடிடேஷன் கோர்சஸ், ஹி கிவ்ஸ் அ மென்டல் சம் யூனோ ப்ராப்ளம், லைக் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆடிங் 7 அண்ட் 5, 7 பிளஸ் 5 இஸ் வாட், நவ் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு அப்ளை த மைண்ட், வென் ஹி ஆஸ்க் யூ ஃபைண்ட் 7 பிளஸ் 5 வாட் அப்ளை யுவர் மைண்ட், தென் ஹி சே மைனஸ் சம் நம்பர் 3 அண்ட் எகெயின் பிளஸ் 15 அண்ட் மல்டிப்ளை பை 3 ஆர் வாட் எவர் அண்ட் டிவைட் பை 2. So he keeps on doing, and if you have to find the answer correctly, one cannot be vague at all. Whereas when we say some statements in Vedanta, one can sleep off also. One can go on, you know, make mini tours here and there during the class perhaps. But not in this case. Now with such a mind, which found the correct answer for the problem, listen to Vedanta. Listen to Vedanta with such a mind. Then we will easily find out for doing the problem or the sum, we need a deep and complete mind. The same thing for Vedanta also. So sputam, evidently, when the Vedanta vritti is evoked, it is dhruvam. Dhruvam is definite, which is not very definite during Shravana. Only now it has become definite. Some diversion or other happens in Shravana. As you are listening, maybe some phone rang. You know, at least looking at the time, maybe when the class is going to end or how much time is class. So listen to all those things happen. So listening is not easy and training is required. And upasana is prescribed for listening skill training also. And if a person has not done so, therefore nirvikalpaka samadhi is only to re-invoke that training. Definitely in nirvikalpaka samadhi, Vedanta vrittis are entertained. Na anyata, not at other times. So Shravana Kale and Manana Kale, at the time of Shravanam Mananam, deep listening is doubtful. Other types of Nididhyasana Kale also it can be doubtful, but Samadhi Kale, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi Kale, it is doubtless. So he says, na anyata, not at other times. Why? Manogatehe chalatayaha. Because of the highly fluid state of the mind suddenly it remembers the family, very difficult, very not to avoid that. As Arjuna says, chanchalam hi mana krishna pramati balavadridam, that's what he says. It is so difficult. So manogatehe chalataya, because of the fickle nature of mind, clear invocation does not take place. Anyata, other times, other than samadhi, what happens because of the fickleness of the mind? Pratyaya antaram vimishritam bhavet. All other times, like shravanam and mananam, pratyaya antaram. Otherworldly thoughts, they will get very much mixed up, vimishritam, mixed up with Vedantic thought. It becomes an adulterated Vedantic learning. So, pratyaya antaram vimishritam bhavet. Vimishritam, therefore, the samadhi abhyasa, that becomes a powerful impact-giving exercise. So one has to practice samadhi abhyasa. Flowing shloka 366. Atas samadhatva yatendriyasan nirantaram shantamana pratichi vidvam sayadvantamana javidyaya kritam sadekatva vilokanenam. And here, if for example, if we technically differentiate Kritopasti and Akritopasti that we mentioned in the previous sloka, then the one with the capacity to completely and totally listen and one with an incomplete and superficial listening, we can say the one who is Kritopasti with a total mind is the one who enjoys the Samadhi Shatka Sampatti of Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti completely. And there also, shamaha, damaha, uparamaha. Uparamaha is mentally, totally asangaha. That is uparamaha. And titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. And samadhanam is what? Indication of depth of listening. And the depth of the mind available for listening. And uparamaha refers to the totality of the mind. It's not a divided mind. It's like a sannyasi mind. So Uparama and Samadhanam are both not available for Akrita Upasthihi. So that's why he may have Vivaka, Viveka Vairagya and all, and even Mukshutvam, this Akrita Upasthi, he may have even Mukshutvam, but Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is the issue. And there also Uparama and Samadhanam are problems. And all such people, they require what? They require Samadhi Abhyasa. Samadhi Abhyasa, that is what Shankaracharya's contention is, Ataha. Ataha means therefore, to get a total and deep mind, Samadhatva, may you practice Samadhi Abhyasa. Samadhi Abhyasa, learn dying to all relationships. Swamiji, Shankara himself is very, very, you know, tough in saying these things. Learn dying to all relationships, both animate and inanimate relationships. He will say all these. So, practice Samadhi Abhyasa. How? Yatendriyasan, having withdrawn the sense organs from all other fields, the eightfold steps that we saw in the Ashtanga, in the Antaranga Sadhana of the sixth chapter. Actually, people who have not this thing, they can go to the eightfold steps in the Bhagavad Gita for the Antaranga Sadhana. So, withdraw the sense organs and Shantamanaha. Not only one should have Dhamaha, but also Shamaha, Shantamanaha. Withdrawing the mind also from the world, external world. Mind is generally with the thing with which we are related. That is the general characteristic of the mind. Some form of mamakara is there mostly. So either with respect to people or either with respect to possessions, always there is some mamakara is there all the time. Therefore, Shantamanaha, Shamaha and Yatendriyaha, Dhamaha. So enjoying these two qualifications also. Person enjoys these two qualifications also. And Pratichi. Pratichi is Samadhatva. Samadhatva should be connected with Pratichi here. Samadhatva. So, and in Pratyagatma. Samadhatva, that should be connected with Pratichi. And in Pratichi, here is the Pratyagatma in your own inner self. So, practice Samadhi Abhyasa in your inner self. Which means, focus your mind totally on your own true nature. Pratichi is actually Saptami Vibhakti. Pratyang, Pratyanchau and Pratyanchaha, Pratichi, Praticho, Pratyakshu. So, Pratyagatma. And when should I do that? Once, it's not like once in a month or once in a week or maybe even once in a day. I should do it, Shankaracharya says, Nirantaram. Because Ahankara and Mamakara have been diligently nourished by me. Nourished by me only. Nourished by me. And therefore, both of them have been huge Ashwatha Vriksha like. They have become huge Vrikshas with so many Shakas above and the roots below. And therefore, it requires a long process. Therefore, Nirantaram Samadhatva. Practice Samadhi Abhyasa for a long time. And what will happen by this? Then we have to go to the fourth line of the shloka. Sadhu Ekatva Vilokanena. And by dwelling upon the non-dual Sat or Atma, what type of Atma? Ekatvam it is. The non-dual Atma. I am without a second person. There is no other person other than me. And whatever I see outside is nothing but me with different name and form only. Namarupa. Just as my dream world does not exist independent of me. Similarly, this external world also does not exist other than me. Mayeva sakalam jyatam, Krishna said in the Gita. This is called Sat Ekatva Vilokanam. Appreciating this fact, Vilokanam, entertaining it. That is Vilokanam. So Vilokanam involves actually a thought process here. Remember, Samadhi is not a thoughtless state. Many times people mistake Samadhi to be a thoughtless state. No, it involves the thought process. What is the thought? I am the non-dual Atma. Asangosmi, Advaitakasmi. That is all the thought I have. By this process, what should you do then? He says, Vidvamsayam Dvantam. Remove all the darkness from your life. That's all. Dvantam means darkness, which represents ignorance. Dvantam represents ignorance. And ignorance born gloom in your own life, which disturbs your mind. That means, in short, it is samsara. Dunotu dvantam nadulita dalidendi varavan. So that is in Samudraya Lahari, Acharya beautifully says this. So this dvantam. So dunotu dvantam, may you remove the darkness, praying to Amba. That is the concept here. And how did this darkness come in my life? Anadi avidyaya kritam. Which darkness, which gloom, this samsara is born out of beginningless ignorance. Anadi avidyaya. Anadi avidya is beginningless ignorance. Thus, it requires a long practice for the mind to get out the habitual worries because it comes from janma. Janma to janma, so many janmas. Shloka 367. Yogasya pratamam dvaram vang nirodo parigraha nirasha cha niriha cha nityamekanta shilata. So in this shloka, Shankaracharya, he talks about certain conditions which will make samadhi abhyasa possible, which will provide, for example, the infrastructure for samadhi abhyasa, ideal atmosphere for nididhyasanam or samadhi abhyasa. So without these conditions, samadhi abhyasa is not possible. It's not impossible, but it may not be that effective. You should not think it is impossible. It will not be that effective. So what is the first condition? Yogasya pratamadvaram. Yogaha. Yogaha means here samadhi abhyasa. For samadhi abhyasa, pratamadvaram, the first gate. Gateway is what? Vang nirodaha. Talk control. Stop too much of talking. Talk less. As long as the mouth is too much talking, the mind is very rarely available for serious jobs. Therefore, learn to control the mind. Control the mouth. That is the first step in Vedanta. Mouth means the twofold mouth. We mentioned earlier, the talking mouth and the eating mouth, both. Both should be controlled because jitam sarvam jite rase. One's tongue is controlled. All is controlled. Actually, this even the vegetarianism concept that is prescribed from this angle only, people say. For samadhi abhyasa, Vedanta vichara and all those things, not only the quantity of food should be looked into, but also the quality of food is also very important. That is why they very strongly recommend vegetarianism. That also has tremendous positive influence on the mind. This is what scriptures say and people say. And non-vegetarianism has got a negative influence on the spiritual mind. We are not worried about physical health. On the spiritual mind, it has a negative influence. That is what Shastra believes. Therefore, Vang Nirodaha is number one discipline or the number one condition that is prescribed here in this shloka. And the second condition is Aparigraha. Aparigraha means reduction of possession. All possession, all kinds of possession. Parigraha means acquisition or yoga. And why do we say so? Yoga is always followed by what? Kshema. Acquisition means maintenance or safekeeping, which means worry. How to protect what I have got? Lot of worry. By acquisition, mamakara is nourished. Whereas for samadhi abhyasa, we say we have to get out of mamakara. Therefore, reduce possession, parigraha. And when acquisitions. And when we talk about reduction of parigraha, the ultimate reduction is what? Sannyasi ashrama. And if you are not taking to sannyasa, a simple life in grahastha ashrama is aparigraha. One can live a very simple life. That is why we have a saying, simple living and high thinking. Otherwise it will be high living and lowly thinking. That means physicalized thinking, physical level thinking, and even then one cannot avoid possessions totally, because even in sannyasa ashrama, living requires some possessions minimum. Even a sannyasi has got some possessions. But with respect to those possessions, do not develop strong ownership. You know, it can be at best a trusteeship, not ownership. Because they are all God's possessions. I am only a user or only a trustee. As long as I say I am using it, I won't mind losing it also. Because it is Lord's property, therefore He has the right to take it away also from me any time, even without any advance notice. This mind, which is prepared to lose anything at any time, is called a sannyasi mind. Such a qualification is called aparigraha. That is condition number two. And the third one is nirasha. Nirasha refers to vairagyam or nishkamatvam, freedom from binding desires. We need not go in detail here actually. We have seen this in the Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter, towards actually the end. Kamayesha krodayesha rajoguna samudbhavaha. We have dealt with the topic of kama. So, nirasha. Nirasha is nishkamatvam. And then the next one is, this is called nirihacha. Iha means karma. Niriha means nishkarma. Nishkarmatvam. Absence of too much of karma. All those things. Karma also makes the mind heavily extravert. And also, it does not give you time for any Vedantic pursuit at all. Not only that, even if you have got some time, during that time, we will keep thinking of what? Planning about the various undertakings that we are taking. So, inner leisure won't be there at all. Therefore, reduce the karma. So, of the fivefold karma, that is the Nitya Karma, Naimittika Karma, Kamya Karma, Nishiddha Karma, and Prayasita Karma, of all the fivefold karmas, first get rid of the Nishiddha Karmas, what should not be done, get rid of them. Then reduce the Kamya Karma. Then try to reduce Prayasita Karma also. So, a Grahastha can do all these. He should then confine himself to Nitya Karmas and Naimittika Karmas, which is required for discharging my responsibility. Because as a Grahastha, I have responsibilities and duties as a householder. And the next step of reduction is possible only by taking to Sannyasi Ashrama. If Nitya Naimittika Karma also have to be given up, one has to go to Sannyasi Ashrama, in which even these karmas are avoided. But the essential principle is what? Let not karma become an obstacle for your intense shravanam or samadhi abhyasa. Therefore, niriha cha. So we have so far what? Vang nirodaha, aparigraha, nirashaha and niriha. Four. And the next one is nityam ekanta shilata. Learn to remain alone in seclusion, at least for some time. Not when you are in seclusion, don't put the TV on. Just be with yourself, invoking your own nature, your own surupam. Instead of invoking the relative I, who is related to various people and situations, be single. And Swami Chinmayananda beautifully says, alone to the alone, all alone is spirituality. You have come alone and your life journey is always alone. Because all your deepest emotions, no one can share. You may perhaps try to communicate your innermost emotion. That is why most of the time we hear people saying, particularly the old people, they say, even after 40 years of marriage, my family members do not understand me. So you are alone only from the standpoint of your innermost emotion. And you are going to Brahman, which is alone. So alone to the alone, all alone. That is how Swami Chinmayananda gives this. Therefore, I should learn to be alone without feeling loneliness. I should learn to be alone without feeling loneliness. Feeling of loneliness is a strong weakness of the mind. That is why Krishna repeatedly says, Vivikta Desha Sevitvam. And in Kaivalya Upanishad, Swamiji gives this quotation also, Vivikta Desha Cham Shukantastaha. And here Shankaracharya, he says, Ekanta Shilata. They talk about the Ekanta. Normally, you know, if you go to Tirupati and all, they have this Ekanta Seva for Lord. But the entire place is full of so much of crowd to watch the Ekanta Seva. Poor Bhagavan, he has no Ekantam at all. So, Ekanta Shilata. How often it should be done? Nityam. As often as possible it should be done. And in fact, when we get old, we get lot of opportunity to be Ekantam. Because we are retired, we don't have much of an interaction also, transact karma and all. And family members also, they don't generally interact with us or talk to us. So make use of it. Consider it as a blessing. Instead of saying, there is no one, you know, around me at all, nor one. Say, aloneness is good. Being alone is good, but loneliness, as I said earlier, is a problem. So these are the five conditions which will give an ideal atmosphere for samadhi abhyasa. Shloka 368. Ekanta sthiti rindriyo paramane keturdamas chetasaha samrode karanam shamena vilayam yaya daham vasanam tenanandarasanubhutirachalam brahmi sada yoginah tasmachitta nirodayeva satatam karya prayatno munehe. So here Shankaracharya, he gives reasons for choosing the five conditions mentioned in the previous sloka. He says, ekantaha stitihi, seclusion, ekantaha, will help in the calming down of sensory activity. That's the goal. So what is the philosophy of marketing actually? You see, marketing, to constantly bombard us with vishayas, to attract our senses, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all are getting attracted by, they continuously bombard us. Those days when you hear radio news, it will be only news. Now during news also you've got all these commercials and all that thing bombarding us all the time. And what to do then? He says, Shankaracharya says, ekantaha stitihi, that will help you in indriya uparamanam, quietening. Uparamanam means quietening the indriyas. Hetuhu is the cause, actually, quietening the cause. So seclusion leads to quietitude. So ekanta stitihi indriya uparamane hetuhu bhavati. In Sanskrit, actually, the word hetuhu that governs actually the saptami bhakti. So, okay. So, then what is the consequence if sense organs are quietened? He says, dhamaha chetasaha samrode karanam. Quietening of the sense organ will lead to the quietening of the mind. Dhamaha chetasaha samrode karanam. Because sense organs alone make the mind turbulent. Arjuna said in the Bhagavad Gita, indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. And chetasaha samrode. Again, saptami here. Karanam. Karanam also means karanam. So, sensory quietitude is the cause for mental quietening. Samrodaha means withdrawal, abiding. Okay. Then, quietitude of mind will lead to what? Shamena. By the quietitude of the mind, aham vasana yayat. The ahankara mamakara will also weaken. Because ahankara and mamakara are nourished by our thinking process only. That is why for nourishing any relationship, one has to constantly keep it alive. By not only thinking of the object and person, this is, we know, verbally we have to keep on interacting with them. We have to at least say, I love you so many times, and in this country they will say, I love you, honey, also. And then regularly send emails or cards, you know, cards for birthdays and Valentine's Day and this day and that day, all kinds of things. So to keep it active. So we have to invoke some particular ahankara, mamakara, some personality. They are all very good and even necessary for laukika vivaharas. No problem at all. But when one goes towards moksha, one has to be conscious of that to get out. Even if I don't want to get out, who will make us get out? Yamadharma Raja will make me do that. Instead of Yamadharma Raja forcefully taking it away from us, why not ourselves take ourselves voluntarily out? Therefore, when one reduces the invocations which nourish aham and mama vrittis, then aham vasana yayat. It will go away. Yadatuketi, second conjugation. So that will go away. Then what will happen if it goes away? Tena ananda rasanubhutihi achala. By that process, one can enjoy ananda rasanubhutihi, which is one's own real nature, one can enjoy. By this, you can dwell in yourself, invoke your ananda swarupaha, chidananda rupaha, shivoham. Name jati bedaha pita naiva me naiva mata na janma na bandhu na mitram guru naiva sishyaha chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. Even guru relation is cut off. Shastra says it is the most sacred relationship, but that sangha is also to be cut off, because any sangha is Sangha means association. Any Sangha is cause of samsara. And ultimately, cut off Sangha with Shastra also. Shastra Vasana Api Tektavyam. Shastra is very impartial. And Sangha leads to samsara. Any Sangha, even with Shastras also at the end. Therefore, Tena Ananda Rasanubhutihi. May you invoke the Ananda Rasam, which is your own true nature. And which is Achala, which is unshaken, Achala, undisturbed. By what? By various events in life. Gurunapi Dukhena Na Vichalyate. Because all the events in life will be seen as the natural fluctuations happening in Anatma. Anatma, these are all natural. I don't look upon them as tragedy. And this Ananda belongs to whom? Brahmi, to Brahman. And such Brahmananda, Yoginaha Sada Bhavati. Bhavati is understood. So for a yogi, who is yogi here? Samadhi Abhyasa Karta. For such a practitioner, Ananda is permanent. He does not curse loneliness. He says being alone is enjoyable for him. And at the same time, it is very important that he does not hate anyone. Because to be alone, no, I don't like any company at all. I don't like anybody. No. That is enjoy being with people also. And that is called freedom from any form of dependence. If people are there, fine. I am fine with them. People are not there, that is fine also. Tasmat. Therefore, chitta nirode prayasanaha karyaha. A person should put forth effort in samadhyabhyasa, chitta nirodaha. Chitta nirodaha means yoga abhyasa or samadhyabhyasa. We use the Patanjali Ashtanga Yoga for this purpose. Since we are making use of the Patanjali system, Shankaracharya, he uses the word occurring in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra itself, namely Yogaha Chitta Nirodaha. Only that much. Vedanta, he doesn't take other parts of it. So this much we agree and we take up. So Chitta Nirode, actually in this Sandhi rules, it has become Nirodaha. So if you split it, it will be Nirode. In the practice of Samadhi Abhyasa, Prayatnaha Karyaha. Prayatnaha Karyaha, the effort must be put, Prayatnam. It must be put, Eva, this alone, all the other exercises should become secondary. This alone should be primary in one's life. And Satatam. Satatam means as often as possible. One has to put forth this effort, Prayatnaha. Munehe. Munehe means for the Muni. Muni here means the spiritual seeker, Mumukshu, etc. So, who has done Shravanam and Mananam? We can do one more shloka. Shloka 369.
Vacham niyachatmanitam niyacham buddhau diyam yachacha buddhi sakshini tanchapi purnatmani nivikalpe vilapya shantim paramambajaswam.
Therefore, may you practice samadhi abhyasa and enjoy permanent peace in life. That is the essence of this particular shloka. So he is telling, Shankaracharya, he composes this shloka borrowing from a shloka from Kathopanishad mantra, to show that all the teachings they are all not Shankaracharya's private philosophy. They are all from the Shastras, from Vedanta, from the Upanishads. It is basic. It is a time-tested teaching. What is in the Upanishad is a time-tested teaching. In Kathopanishad, yachet vang manasi prajnyaha tadyachet jnana atmani mahati niyachet tadyachet shanta atmani. And the next mantra is the popular mantra which Swami Vivekananda used, uttishtatam jagratam prapyavaran nibodatam. So, this is in the first chapter, in the third section. Shankaracharya, he borrows these words from Kathopanishad, from the first chapter, third section. So, vacham atmani niyachya. May you withdraw the bhagindriyam into your mind. The bhagindriyam into your mind. That means what? Observe silence. So, vang nirodaha. Observe silence, talk less, whatever. So here, Atmani means here Manasi. Atmana, Atma does not be Sachidananda Atma, Manasi. One has to be careful. Manasi Niyachya. And Sam Atmanam, that mind, Buddhau Niyachya. May you resolve that mind into Buddhi, your Buddhi. What does that mean? Mind represents what? Samshayaha. Sankalpa Vikalpatmanam Matmakam Manaha. Mind is of the nature of Sankalpa Vikalpa. Always vacillation. Mind is always, this is all Tattvabodha definitions. So Sankalpa Vikalpatmakam Manaha Nishchayatmika Buddhihi. Mind always vacillates. Am I Brahman really? Or am I being conditioned by the scriptures? Repeatedly telling you are Brahman. One day I may tend to believe that yes, I am Brahman. Is it that case? No. The doubt will go away only by operating one's rational faculty. Somebody should not tell you that. We have to be convinced that Aham Brahmasmi is a true statement. Using that, quieten the doubting mind. So one has to quieten the doubting mind. So resolve your mind into your buddhi. So resolve your doubts by your knowledge. That's what it means. Resolve your mind into your buddhi means resolve your doubts, all the doubts by clear knowledge. Because knowledge you gain through buddhi. Then what is next? Dhyam buddhihi sakshini yachya. May you resolve the intellect, buddhi also, in the buddhi sakshi. What is the buddhi sakshi? Buddhi Sakshi is nothing but Atma, the Chaitanya Swarupam. So may you resolve your Buddhi into Buddhi Sakshi, the Atma, the Chaitanya Swarupam. And what do you mean by that? May the intellect, your Buddhi, entertain the thought that I am not Buddhi, but I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Buddhi is only an instrument. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. That should be the understanding. Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham. I am not buddhi. Manaha buddhihi ahankara chitta. I am not any of them. Naham. I am only the witness. That is the resolution of buddhi. Resolution of buddhi means this. And then what should I do? Tamcha api purna atmani. May you resolve the individual atma also into the total atma, which is the substratum of the entire creation. That is, may you resolve the Jivatma into Paramatma. Or resolve the Tvampada Lakshyartha into Tatpada Lakshyartha. We have seen these usages also earlier. Tvampada Lakshyartha and Tatpada Lakshyartha and all that. Here, the Purnatma, that means Brahman. Or Tatpada Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of Tatpada, the word Tat. Again, what is resolution of Jivatma into Paramatma? That also you have to understand clearly. It is entertaining the vritti, the thought that I am not different from Paramatma. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. I am not different from Paramatma. Aham Brahma Asmi Vrittihi Eva. This thought that I am Brahman, that is only the resolution. There is no other merger other than dropping the notion that Jivatma and Paramatma are different. When we say merger, it is not some Jivatma, there is a Paramatma sitting somewhere, this goes and merges there. There is no physical merger. It is intellectually dropping the notion that I am different from Paramatma. So, Nirvikya, and what type of Paramatma it is? Nirvikalpe Paramatmani Vilapya. May you resolve. Here, tam means Jivatma and Purnatmani refers to Paramatmani. And Nirvikalpe is adjective to Paramatma. Divisionless Paramatma. Nirvikalpe means divisionless. The divisionless Paramatma will appear. May you resolve. Then what should I do? Paramam Shantim Pajasva. Paramam Shantim. Entertain this Aham Brahmasmi Vritti. May you enjoy the consequence of this thought, namely Paramam Shantihi, the ultimate Shanti. That is the Paramam Shanti. May you enjoy that Paramam Shanti. Param Shanti, may you enjoy. Total peace of mind, may you enjoy. Here Bhajaswa means not worship. Normally Bhaja means worship. Here it is not worship. Here may you enjoy, may you accomplish. That's what that means here. So Bhajaswa. So with this we will stop here today and we will continue in the next webinar. Because I am out of town here. I am doing the lecture from somewhere else. So anyway, I hope it went out all right. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।